Network. Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
It is Tuesday, the 24th day of April 2012. And on this 24th edition, we've got a jam-packed broadcast lined up for you. Lou Rockwell of LouRockwell.com is going to be joining us. Always informative. We'll talk Ron Paul, election 2012, Mitt Romney, Barack Obama, the incredible police state developments, CISPA. And the big announcement that we're going to be covering is our top story. We come back in the next segment. Drones over your neighborhood, the FBI, the Air Force, the Army, the state police, drones watching you. Not just drones, boys and girls, blimps. Because the blimps are exempt from the FAA. The NSA does whatever it wants. We have a map of the United States, and these are just the registered flights. And you can see where they are across the United States. So we're going to be breaking that down, and that dovetails with the Twilight Zone publication now. Forbes, more and more. I mean, last week it was burn down the homes of people that don't want to pay Al Gore money and don't believe carbon dioxide's evil. And don't believe it's a deadly nerve gas, basically. They said find out where we live and take our property or burn our houses down. And they've also got articles about how, well, Bill Gates is a hero because he wants to forcibly inoculate you and wants death panels. That was the headline. Bill Gates a hero. Donald Trump a zero because Donald Trump's like, yeah, my employees take the shot. Their kids have convulsions and then have autism. Something's going on here. It's happened to a bunch of my friends. Autism's exploded. And they're like, shut up. Shut up. Shut up. Bill Gates is a hero. You are a zero. They talk to the public like that. Hero? Loves death panels? Actually has some humanity and is worried about 1 in 50-something having autism from 1 in 25,000 a few decades ago? Zero. And that's what Bill Gates is telling you in that TED TV speech. He said, we're going to cut carbon output from humans down to zero. We're going to reduce population, and the crowd starts laughing, and Bill Gates releases mosquitoes and goes, we're going to forcibly inoculate you even if you don't like it, and releases mosquitoes. Then they weren't laughing. Because that's all the joke with these control freaks. We're going to put stuff in your food. We're going to put stuff in your water. We're going to jack your vaccines. We're going to release mosquitoes in the U.S. to forcibly inoculate you. And then it turns out he's on record paying hundreds and hundreds of publications to say he is a superhero. ABC News, London Guardian. It even says on the articles, this is paid for by a grant. And then the articles are all, he's a superhero. That's his little non-threatening thing, is he's Superman, he's Green Lantern. The gimmick they have for his partner in wickedness, I'm ranting, I have a lot of other news to get to, is holding up an ice cream cone. Hi, I'm Warren Buffett. I want to raise your taxes. I'm the biggest recipient of your tax money and bailouts. Ice cream. Couldn't be threatening. Get in the car, little girl. Got ice cream. Got a puppy. I'm Warren Buffett. I mean, it is so sick. Look, he's a superhero. Hey, kids, get in the van. Look, Bill Gates is dressed up like Superman. You know he's not bad. And me, I'm the ice cream man. I mean, you cannot make up the creepiness of these people. And I keep saying, I want to do that newscast compilation where we've got him saying, kill grandma, death panels are good, reduce carbon down to zero, releasing mosquitoes. him on Lair News Hour and on PBS, Bill Moyer, saying he loves Planned Parenthood. His dad edited it up. Get rid of the population. I want to take it all. And then the articles about him in secret meetings with the global elite to reduce population, Times of London. I want to show all that. I mean, I really want to show you just how evil this piece of filth is.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalists on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Hey, meat eaters! The freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dried guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dried guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes 6 number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every meat eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our 1-year plus meat eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the freeze dry guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
It is Tuesday, 24th day of April, 2012, and we are going to be here for the next 3 hours. Lou Rockwell, always informative, will be joining us on a host of issues in the third hour. We're going to have wide open phones yet again for first-time callers today on any subject you'd like to discuss. But let me get to some news first before I start going to your phone calls and giving out the number. Here's today's TSA federal takeover news. Weeping 4-year-old girl accused of carrying a gun by TSA officers. They're not officers, but so what? After she hugged her grandmother while passing through security. Yeah, it's all about shouting at you. It's all about making you think that you're bad. It's all about getting in your face. That's what this is all about. And I see this all the time. And they don't even care if the shampoo bottle's the right size. They're always changing the rules so they can yell at you. It's about getting non-criminal people accustomed to being treated like prison inmates, because the New World Order model is turn everything into a cashless society, totally surveilled police state. That's from the Daily Mail. More news on the TSA front. TSA leaves note telling passenger to go to hell. Scrawled comment on complaint form. Scrawled comment on complaint form after agents tampered with luggage. And they had the proper type of locks, but it doesn't matter. They were angry and, you know, broke those off and then told them, go to hell. A lot of times they write notes about how they'd like a date or, hey, nice marijuana in your bag, leave it in there, if they're not robbing your bags. And, of course, now they put on the news Hollywood stars, TV stars, public figures being groped, their breasts being grabbed, their children being groped, to turn it into a gladiatorial spectacle for everyone. All part of converting us from land of the free, home of the brave, to freedom is a pervert molesting your family. That is the new American flag should be replaced with a pot belly groping a child. I mean, that should be it, the pedophile states of America. I'm serious. I mean, that's what we've become. We need to admit how pathetic this is and reject it, and that's starting to happen. But we've got to fully reject their criminal activity. By the way, the U.S. has gotten so bad, that historic wave of Mexican immigration at a standstill report says illegals are leaving at a record rate and the increase has slowed to now a standstill. Well, that's because the U.S. is in a depression. That's because the U.S. is falling apart. That's because the cheap labor lowered Mexican standard of living in Mexico and lowered the U.S. until the U.S. is a burnout husk and what's left of our tax money is paid to General Motors to move to China to build the Volts and Cadillacs there and to Brazil and to Mexico and to Eastern Europe. You paid 20 plus billion of the bailout to move the factories. Let me say that again. And now the factories are opening. And what's the new scholarship? A Homeland Security official. What's the new job? Prison guard. That's the new economy. There's a story that's up at drudgereport.com, again from the Daily Mail, that points out that drones launched by Texas State University, FBI, Gadsden Police Department, Georgia Tech Research Institute, Kansas State, U.S. Air Force, Arlington Police Department, U.S. Army, DOD, DHS, Department of Homeland Security, against the American people. We have a map of that we can put up on screen if you're watching at prisonplanet.tv. But everybody is freaking out about this, and you should. But what's exempt is actual NSA drones, and what's exempt is the solar-powered blimps that are up in the edge of the atmosphere at over 100,000 feet. That the news media, ABC News and others, knows not to tell you it's a blimp. Larry King and ABC, I've played the clips here, just look it up. ABC, covers UFO over Salt Lake. It's a blimp, a giant blimp, roughly two times the size of the Goodyear blimp. And it has propellers on it and engines and solar arrays on the side. And they say that they believe it's aliens and Larry King said it was, aliens over Dallas, and it was a blimp. Because you can't say it's a giant secret government blimp. So that'd be like if you saw a biplane fly by with the Red Baron on the side, the Iron Cross, and it had surveillance cameras. The news would say it's an alien from planet Gobblesnap with a reptoid flying it because you couldn't have surveillance. That doesn't exist in the free country. So it's E.T., CNN, ABC, other newscasts as well, but I played both those here, where they go, what is it? Giant cigar-shaped craft. It's surveillance drones. I even went and looked up where the contracts were paid in the late 90s and then in the early 2000s, and when they launched some, it was actually on MSNBC. That it was a blimp. But still, when I have national media call me, they say, you believe in these blimps. And I'm like, yeah, let me show you. And they're like, no, we're not going to look. We just want to ask you, you believe they exist. Now, that national media here repeatedly, and I go, but I want to show you the blimp. And they go, no, it's your opinion. Why do you believe in these blimps? Why do you believe the bad men are coming? Remember Jesse Ventura when he went to that congressman with the Emergency Centers Establishment Act with all the FEMA camps and the funding? And he goes, I'd like to know about this bill. And he goes, the bill where the green aliens come out of the big machines and eat me? Ventura goes, no, the bill. And he goes, do you mean with the one with the aliens? And Ventura looks at him and says, no, here's the bill. Here's the bill number. And he goes, I do remember that bill. And then it was so embarrassing for him when the hoax was shown. Homeland Security threatened Time Warner and they removed that show and erased it off your DVRs. Again, this is the globalist operation. There's no world government, but you're announcing it in hundreds of papers. Still isn't there. And the American Psychological Association has put out a new psychological designation last year where if you believe in a world government, you're mentally ill. Doesn't matter if you're reading it out of The Economist and out of Time Magazine, Newsweek, all of them announcing bankers are going to run everything. You'll pay your carbon taxes to them. Global government, global banker. It doesn't exist. Okay. Do you mean Mr. Governor, the aliens that come out of machines and eat me? And he's like, no, I'm talking about this bill. And he goes, doesn't exist. I control reality. Hey, here's the blimps. Here's the funding for them. Doesn't exist. Hey, here's the reports that all these major vaccines have cancer viruses in them, and here's the numbers of the massive increase in cancer. No, the government's nice. Hey, the TSA is violating laws and aren't even bonded police, sticking their hands down your pants. You can't do that. The body scanners give you cancer. No, they don't. They're good for you, John Hopkins says. Really, the head of John Hopkins says their report says the opposite. You're lying. We don't grope. There's no radiation. You're lying. We don't strip search old women. You're lying. No, we're not extremists. DHS uses wartime mega camera to watch border. There's one of the blimps. Yeah, usually when they do admit the blimps and stuff, that's a little one. It's just for the border. That's just a World War I style hydrogen or helium system that they use with cameras today. They used to put spotters up in them for artillery direction. That's an artillery direction blimp that they've rigged for the when they put on these little shows for the border. So my point is everybody's freaking out about the drones, but what about the blimps and the satellites? I mean, rockets are going off every week with new satellites, some of them giant payloads. Some of these spy satellites are so big they've got to use Russian boosters to get them into orbit. And they're the size of two or three school buses up there. Amateur astronomers have used their telescopes and even amateur radio telescopes. There's big platforms up in space, things that make the – see, they've gotten rid of the space shuttle program because it's a 1930s idea of Wernher von Braun, the Nazi, who then became one of the heads of NASA, who was the head of development. Launched in the early 80s, 30-something years ago, that's just the public space program. And now that you're not into it anymore, they're like, we don't have a space program, go to sleep. The real space program, 80-plus percent of it, has always been a clandestine program and belongs to the bankers with our money. And so that's all that's happening now. Since you're not into the fake space program and the $300 toilet seats and $700 hammers that is really being used for the black site government, since you don't even care about it anymore, they're just like, hey, Congress, we're not going to tell you what's at the NSA base. We're not going to tell you what's in the PDD 51. And we're not going to tell the public either. So sit down and shut up, and we're going to shoot your kids up even if you say no. Is that clear? You will take the shot. You will die of cancer. And the illegals are like leaving in many cases because America is collapsing. But they lie to us and say, oh, America is wonderful. The economy has turned around. Yeah, 20 plus billion to ship General Motors to China and Brazil and Mexico and three different Eastern European countries. Man, it's great, isn't it? Everything's fine. There's nothing wrong with that picture. We just don't grasp how it's a great idea. The globalists they openly said they wanted to wreck our economy in post-industrial and teach us their enemy by destroying our economy and then inducting us into socialism, just like France is going into deeper socialism right now. when socialism did to France what's happened to it, it's the same thing. Oh, that cyanide's making you sick? Here, let's shovel some more in your mouth. When we come back, whites all over the country are having their heads knocked in, and the media won't even say it's black people doing it when it is. The race war is on. Devil Whitey is getting what he deserves.
Sick of the globalist eugenicist control freaks adding poison to your water and laughing as you get sick and die? Start purifying your water with ProPure. My friends, I've done a lot of research, and the best gravity filter out there, bar none, is ProPure. And it's available discounted at InfoWars.com. Its filters are silver impregnated to prevent bacterial growth. There's no priming required. It's NSF 42 certified. Optional fluoride filters can reduce fluoride up to 95%. Easy to set up and use. Doesn't require electricity. Purify water from lakes, streams, ponds, and wells. This filter system leaves in beneficial minerals, which is key. Save money by not buying bottled water and avoid BPA that leaches from the plastic. ProPure is the best gravity-fed filter out there. It's what my family uses. InfoWars.com already has the lowest price on ProPure. But if you add the promo code WATER at checkout, you get an additional 10% off at InfoWars.com. You can also call to order 888-253-3139.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
Diesel owners, had enough of hard starts, poor fuel mileage, and poor performance? The cause is stiction, a gummy residue that clings to injectors like cholesterol clings to arteries. Stiction robs your diesel engine of power, performance, and gas mileage. The answer? Hot Shot Secret.
This is Lee from Minnesota. I have a F-350 with a 6.0 diesel, and I had many injector problems and hard starting problems. After I added Hot Shot Secret, it now starts better, feels stronger, and my mileage went up 2 miles per gallon. I recommend Hot Shot Secret to anyone with a diesel engine.
Hot Shot Secret, the only oil additive engineered to remove stiction in all diesel engines. Clean from the inside out with Hot Shot Secret. Available nationwide at all tractor supply stores or call 800-341-6516. That's 800-341-6516 or go to hotshotsecret.com. Hot Shot Secret, powered by science.
There are so many benefits you can get from taking unheated grass-fed whey protein. It helps put out the fire of inflammation and the pain it is causing, eliminate the craving for sweets or carbohydrates, better sense of well-being, weight loss, muscle strength, energy and growth, and optimal glutathione production. Glutathione is the number one means by which you detoxify all toxins, and this is vital to you feeling and looking good again. Consuming One World Whey is the most powerful way to raise glutathione. People report the normalization of blood sugar, the elimination of heavy metals and drugs, and they reported the elimination of pain and the alleviation of constipation after 3 months on One World Whey. Children love the flavor and prefer it over junk food. One World Whey is performing mighty miracles for young and old and is superior, unique, and unprecedented from any other whey protein powder on the market. To learn how to feel and look younger or to sculpt your body the way you want it to be, call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Our trance and realize just how crazy this tyranny has gotten. You know something? The media, MSNBC especially, NBC, editing the George Zimmerman tape to make it sound like he hated black people, hyping all this up, Jesse Jackson, all these people, they've got a job to get the American people fighting with each other instead of fighting with the globalists, instead of waking up to what's happening. This is a false flag. And I see articles every day now where white people at parks are having their head beat in, and there'll be a footnote in the article or at fairs or on their front porches. There'll be little footnotes that, well, yes, witnesses said it was a group of 20 or 30 black people doing it to a white person who begged and pleaded. And in some cases, the people are dying later. And the police will not even say the race in their report. That is mind control. Again, because the system wants white guilt, not to try to empower and build up black people. Well, they want to keep them right where they are on the government reservation, the government plantation. But so they can say, you're guilty white people. Now support socialism and gun bans. Support world government. You're bad, pay carbon taxes. That's what all this guilt's about. This is a guilt system making you guilty so you'll do what the New World Order wants. Look at this article right here. This is from WKRG News. Man beaten by mob in critical condition. Mobile police need your help to catch a mob that beat Matthew Owens so badly. Funny, when you're looking for a mob, they won't even say the race. Listen, so badly. I guess if it's a white guy, you can't say it either. Like, well, what color are the suspects? We cannot say. Just we're looking for some people. It actually gets into that in the article. Mobile police need your help to catch a mob that beat Matthew Owens so badly that he's in critical condition. Well, he's white. He deserves to die. What'd the Black Panthers say? Time to burn down America. Time to start killing some crackers. And it turned out the Justice Department was in those protests leading them. The Justice Department that ships guns into Mexico to kill 2,000 plus Mexicans, hundreds of Americans, and six police officers, bare minimum, three of them Border Patrol agents. You mean they want to start a race war so they can pose and have Obama come out and say, now we all need to be friends here. Even though Trayvon looks like my son. You mean those 12-year-old photos the media shows? Not the ones with him being a big man with a gold grill and all the rest of it? And then the black neighbor witness of Zimmerman's head bouncing up and down off the ground that Martin came over to him? Or the edited tape? I mean, regardless of who's at fault here, I see somebody walking around in the neighborhood. I'm not going to come out of my house and start following them. I think that was stupid. But the point is, why is the media hyping this? Because they want a race war. Because this is an enemy media. MSNBC definitely is. I mean, you talk about anti-freedom, talk about manipulative, talk about trying to have a globalist spring in America, race war spring. Now to the chaos poses the saviors. According to police, Owens fussed some kids playing basketball in the middle of Del Mar Drive about 8:30 Saturday night. They say the kids left and a group of adults returned armed with everything but the kitchen sink. Police tell News 5 the suspects used chairs, pipes, and paint cans to beat Owens. Must not be very tough. I mean, one man can kill somebody pretty easy. Of course, I guess you almost did kill him, but wow, how pathetic. You know, crowds of people can never, I've noticed, hurt somebody bad. It's one-on-one where the real fighting gets done. Owen's sister, Ashley Parker, saw the attack. Can't listen to her. She's a white devil, though. It was the scariest thing I have ever witnessed, Parker says, that 20 people, all African-American, attacked her brother on the front porch of his home using brass knuckles. Well, that's why the guy should have had a gun in there. Come to my door with brass knuckles. I don't care what color you are. You're going home in a body bag. Parker says, I bet this guy's a liberal. Yeah, it's always liberals that get beat up. I mean, somebody comes in here, and I got a gun right here. I mean, it's like, goodbye. You're leaving the planet. Attack. See, watch what happens. Parker says 20 people, all African-American, attacked her brother on the front porch of his home using brass knuckles, paint cans, and anything they could get their hands on. Police will only say multiple people are involved. Of course, you know, police are like, help us find out who did it. Oh, well, what color are the suspects? I'm sorry. Well, are they Oriental, Asian, Hispanic, Inuit, Northern European, Jewish, Muslim, Arabic, Irish. We just can't say. But there's some people, and we can't say. We can't say. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Sick of the globalist eugenicist control freaks adding poison to your water and laughing as you get sick and die? Start purifying your water with ProPure. My friends, I've done a lot of research, and the best gravity filter out there, bar none, is ProPure, and it's available discounted at InfoWars.com. Its filters are silver impregnated to prevent bacterial growth. There's no priming required. It's NSF 42 certified. Optional fluoride filters can reduce fluoride up to 95%. Easy to set up and use. Doesn't require electricity. Purify water from lakes, streams, ponds, and wells. This filter system leaves in beneficial minerals, which is key. Save money by not buying bottled water and avoid BPA that leaches from the plastic. ProPure is the best gravity-fed filter out there. It's what my family uses. InfoWars.com already has the lowest price on ProPure. But if you add the promo code WATER at checkout, you get an additional 10% off at InfoWars.com. You can also call to order 888-253-3139.
So you're a maker of something. Woodcrafts, fishing lures, glass designs, jewelry, purses, perfumes, goat's milk, soap. Whatever it is, you made it here in America. Now you're eager for people to buy your products right here locally. Instead of buying competing products made on the other side of the world, right? Then you need to check out localmakers.com. Support America. Buy and sell locally at localmakers.com. Doesn't matter if you're a home-based business or a major manufacturer. Localmakers.com offers an easy way to connect with customers within your local community, as well as across the U.S., simply by entering a zip code. And there's no cost to join. So if you're a maker who needs buyers, go to localmakers.com and stock your products on one of our shelves. Localmakers.com, promoting, preserving, and supporting your neighbor's manufacturing businesses.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
We now take you live
to the Central Texas Command Center
in the heart of the resistance. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Well, speaking of MSNBC, now that they think they've demonized Ron Paul and they think that he won't win the Republican nomination, they're trying to gain credibility by reporting what is a fact. Ron Paul did, in fact, win Iowa and Minnesota after recounts. Well, that was a dead giveaway whenever Karl Rove went on Fox and said some trucks with the ballots didn't get delivered. So we met behind closed doors with the top officials, and we decided that it would be Mitt Romney and then Santorum and then Paul. I mean, that's called hiding it in plain view. We decided to drop by your house and beat your head in with a baseball bat. So he really won Maine. That's even the New York Times admits that. I mean, he won Maine. But the Republican officials say we're not giving it to you. He won Iowa. He won Minnesota. And see, that was all early on. He would have gained the momentum. He was the front runner. And they kept saying, he can't win. He can't win. No one wants him. Forget he's winning the straw polls and scientific polls. He's going to lose. He can't win. And then when he started winning, They had to steal those. Then it began. Well, I guess he isn't going to win. Wow, that's funny. All I see is Ron Paul stickers. He's got 10,000 or more people at all his rallies. And Mitt Romney can't even get 500. And Newt Gingrich can't even get 50 people. And Santorum can only get about 100. Well, wow, it's just weird. And he gets all the military donations, 70%+. And, you know, you really have thought, but I guess. And then as they stole all the states, Nevada, he clearly won. But we can't 100% prove that. We know, and now they admit it, he won Iowa. He won Maine. He won Minnesota. It's now admitted. But it's like back of the paper. See, up front, they didn't want you to know he wasn't just a contender. He was your president. He would have gotten the nomination. He would have defeated Obama. They probably would have put a bullet in him. And he was ready for that. He said he's ready to go all the way. But by going through the process, showing the cheating, showing the manipulation, we show the emperor is butt naked. He's not wearing a fine coat. And he educates people on the Federal Reserve, and we win. And he'll be at UT this Thursday. I bet there's 10,000 people out there. I know I'll have news crews out there. And, you know, his son was able to win because he won by all the polls showed 15, 17 points or so. Bill Clinton went and campaigned against him. His numbers went up. They tried to block him out of early debates. You know, the Republicans went after him and the Democrats went after him. But Kentucky had such a landslide that they let Rand Paul in. That there's still some places where it can happen. You know, where Ron Paul's won congressional seat before by over 80%. Polls are showing he's getting 80%+. He wins by 61. You see, they can only steal him right now when it's 5-10 points. Past that, I've had top election fraud experts on from every angle. The Collier brothers before they died, the Collier brothers' one of the Collier brothers' daughter, all the investigators, Bev Harris, on and on and on. I went and worked at elections in state elections, what, in 94, 96, 2000. I was there. I saw Pat Buchanan winning Travis County. He got, I think it was like 3, 4%, I forget, on the news at the end of the night. He won Arizona. That fraud came out. Pat Buchanan was who people wanted to run against Bill Clinton. And the system's like, no, we're going to run a corpse. We're going to run Bob Dole, and he's going to take a fall. I mean, it would be like putting a 10-year-old child in the ring with Mike Tyson. And they did it. It was a Don King fight. It was totally rigged. And you know what? Don King ran enough rigged fights. People don't watch him anymore. Pay-per-view's a joke. A new sport came along that was real and not rigged. And I'll tell you, UFC is not rigged at all. And it's wildly popular like boxing used to be. Because there's 5 or 6 different groups competing. And competition with the different leagues brings reality. Monopolies bring stagnation. So, hey, Don King, you know, arrested for murder, all this stuff, gangsterism. People finally figured out these are staged fights. They weren't back during the Muhammad Ali days. But later they became rigged because they wanted to make even more on the rigged gambling than they were making on the pay-per-view. So you killed the golden goose. Globalism is the killing of the golden goose. Mafia insider cronyism is the death of everything good. And so we've got the clip. It's up at Infowars.com where Rachel Maddow, you know, admits, Mr. Maddow admits that Miss Maddow or Mrs. Maddow, whatever it is, or the guy from Saturday Night Live, Pat. The point is that they're now admitting it after they've done it. Oh, look, it was rigged. Like, you're not part of the rigging and the editing of tapes to make Zimmerman sound racist. I mean, you guys are caught, okay? Nobody's coming to your fights anymore. Nobody's watching you anymore. You're a shadow of your former self, and soon you'll be a memory of a shadow. You're gone. So try to shut the web down. Try to intimidate people. Blow up some more federal buildings and blame it on us. It isn't going to help you, New World Order. It is, and you know that. That's why Brzezinski's new book, he elaborates on what he said 2 years ago. He said the people are awake, they're aware of the elite, and there's a quote in there. You can pull it up because it's actually on the Amazon synopsis. To paraphrase it, and this is almost exact, he said, 30 years ago, it was cheaper to just spend $1 million convincing people to go along with your program. Now it's cheaper just to pay $1 million to kill 1 million people. Guys, pull up the exact quote because I butchered that. I'm trying to get it exactly right. The point is, he said it's cheaper just to kill people now. So now they're like, yeah, we've been listening to you. Yeah, we're jacking the food and water. Yeah, we're building secret sites to arrest you. Yes, yes, we're federalizing everything. You better be scared. Okay. Oh, you like the little friendly mask? You know, you smell stench. You know, let me take the little dolly mask off, and they pull it off, and it's a skull with worms coming out and just rotten meat like a stinking dead buzzard. And they're like, you smell something? Oh, you don't trust me? You don't think I'm wearing this nice little dolly mask? Let me take that off for you. You're like, yeah, you smelled something. How is it looking at it? How you like it? You know, I was getting into the fact that the TSA is now screaming and grabbing four-year-olds who hug their grandma. I come up to the security line, and grandma's seeing you off, and you turn back. It's any excuse to jump on somebody. Any excuse to teach you you're a slave. Their ads they put out say we want imperious employees. That means imperial, arrogant, hateful, laughing. And it's coming out that LAX and other airports in New York where the wealthy fly out, the stalkers are getting jobs, and they just have celebrations with celebrities. I've seen it. Well, I've been celebrated on. And they're just like, I've got rights. I'm going to grope you now. And they walk right up to those movie stars and supermodels, and they just grab them. And TMZ and Yahoo and all of them sit there and take the photos, and you just see them smiling and laughing, and you're Miss USA. I'm going in your pants. I mean, again, just the over-the-topness of this. And here it is. Weekly Standard. It's also in the National Journal. Homeland Security and State Department officials have now announced the war on terror is over. That's why they are working with Al-Qaeda. They're like, yeah, okay, we use Al-Qaeda now in Syria to blow up police stations and stuff, and we use them to take over Libya, and we kill 40,000, we line the blacks up and shoot them. But hey, Trayvon Martin, we really care about him. We care about black people a lot right now. Oh, and Obama said they're going to invade Uganda now because of COVID 2012. Told you that was State Department propaganda, and it's come out they funded it. That's okay if the head of it runs around naked on power trips. I mean, you know, we've had TSA workers in Maryland and in L.A., go crazy, get naked, and announce their God and start grabbing people. Because you're like, but that's crazy. That's what a narcissist does. These are people so brutish, so mindless, so scum-filled that they strip down naked and begin screaming their God. And that's what the head of Coney did. That's what they all do. And Mike Adams, of course, has put out a story. I was going to call Paul Watson this morning, but he didn't answer. He works out of England and say, hey, here's my angle here. The veritas, the truth, delivering the goods, cutting through the matrix right down to the core. But notice Mike Adams, he's in the truth wavelength. So he's written an article. It's at InfoWars.com right now. We'll put that headline back up there for PrisonPlanet.tv viewers. The war on terror is over, and he links to all these articles. The war on terror is over. Obama administration announces war on terror is over. But the war on you and on your wife's genitals has just begun. And on your son's genitals. The pedophile training has just begun. Hey, you want $20 an hour to be on a power trip and put your hands on people? Only the most shuddered, brutish, unhappy, pathetic people. It runs the gamut. Power trips, control freaks, perverts, pedophiles. And it's whoever they want. They sit there and hit a button in the scanner. I've seen them do it. They admit they do it. Or on the X-ray system when they've got those going, and they see a good-looking woman, I'm like, watch this every time I fly. I go, you look at her, she's gorgeous. Watch this. I go, they're going to put her in the scanner to get a naked image, and then they're going to say it didn't work right. And we're sitting there getting coffee last time. I'm like, okay, watch. Okay, she did the scan. Okay. They're going to send a manager perv up. Watch this. Manager perv comes up, directs her over, makes her wait, and they're all excited. and the woman's going, my God, this is a perv. Just like that big Israeli supermodel said. She said the woman was clearly a lesbian and was getting off on it. Just like Miss USA said, the man was getting off on it. I mean, you know. It's like the doctor. Who to the doctor? They wanted to check for hernias or whatever. And, you know, they go up under to check and have you cough. I mean, you would know. I mean, a doctor's just like a robot, does it. Still, it's weird. But you know when somebody's like, and they're all slob and they stink and they're looking at you going, this is my right. I'm about to have my right on you. And you're just like, is this really happening? It reminds me when I was in juvenile. And of course, Monday got out, went to court, and got released because they're like, we're going to incarcerate your son for this, and you need to sign him over to adjudication. My dad's like, good, let's do the trial. We have witnesses. He was physically attacked before fighting back and putting the person in the hospital. Because, you know, you put somebody in a coma, you go to jail because they got to figure out what's going on. And I'm sitting there, and I'm in there 3 days. I'm going to jail Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and the perv guy, I'm like, hey, it's like Sunday. I go, I'm going to court tomorrow. Can I please? I'm talking to the bars, those plastic little holes in it. And the point is, and the guy's like, yeah, I'll give you a shower. Come on. I said, well, thank you. I just know to serve. People got showers yesterday. I'd like one. And he goes in there. He says, take your clothes off. We're going to have some fun. And I said, you know, A, I'm going to fight you. And if anything happens, you're going to get in trouble. Basically, I said, you're going to end up, well, the point is, and he said, fine, then, no shower for you. And it was he was a TSA person. I've already experienced somebody, oh, you're 14 years old, I got you in the shower. I mean, now you get there and it's like, I cannot fly because I can't go and say, here are my children. Here, have them. And then the men go, get over here, little girl, little boy. I've been looking forward to this for a long time. This is America. This is who we are. And now the TSA is training the police, as I told you they would do, because they said they would. They now go to the proms and say, we say it's okay. If we're here, we wave a magic wand. In fact, a listener was joking and mailed me a magic wand. The ladies in customer service have. Well, you guys can get me the magic wand, please. Just run back and get it. Just say magic wand. Because if people see the joke I do with our, you know, wave the imaginary piece of paper as it's a magic wand. And the TSA now shows up and says, yeah, well, Houston buses, Dallas buses, just around where I live, here in Texas. We're here. You're now allowed to grope and search bags without warrants because they waved the magic Tinkerbell wand. And now at theme parks and places, they're starting the gropes. And, you know, I got talked into going through TSA one time with my children, and it did not go well. So now my wife understands why we can't travel. But see, the feds are like, you're not going anywhere. There's going to be checkpoints, and we're going to go in your pants. Thank you. A listener mailed me this. Man, Bear, Pig, Al Gore's magic wand. Wave it a couple of times, and you save the Earth from CO2. Well, yeah, they're announcing Obama actually made sea levels start dropping. He said he would do that, and it happened. So now, but here it is. It's like there's laws against people touching your genitals on the outside or the inside, and these aren't even sworn, bonded law enforcement officers, peace officers under law. The feds just say, magic wand. Congress is supposed to authorize war, but Obama says he has the UN doing it. Totally illegal. Doesn't matter. Magic tyranny wand. They've got spy satellites illegally watching us and CIA domestically illegally on the streets now. And they admit they're spying on us through appliances without warrants, and it's totally illegal. But General Petraeus, the head of the CIA, just says, hey, the Fourth Amendment ain't what it used to be. He actually said that. Uh-huh. Magic wand. America's gone. America's gone. Just like, magic wand. Oh, we're going to raise your property taxes, which we didn't have till 60 years ago, which turns your property into a rental. You rent from the government. Bye-bye. Cancer rates up 10,000+% in children. Magic wand. Take your shots. Your corn syrup full of mercury, showed you the Washington Post. Oh, melamine's killing kids. It's in the baby formula. Wave a magic wand. FDA said last year, it's safe. Oh, the China is executing their people that got caught doing it, baby formula. Here they just go, Oh, DU's killing the troops. The government wouldn't allow the military to use it until 1991 because it's so deadly in all their studies from the 50s, and they said it would kill the troops, soft kill. Hey, 1990, 91 comes around. Hey, watch this. Use it. Oh, it ignites going down the barrel and gives you a deadly dose? How you going to like that kidney failure? How you going to like that lung cancer? How you going to like sterility, massive birth defects? Hey, it's all right, because watch this. Oh, magic wand for radio listeners. I have a little Tinkerbell wand here. And you just like, hey, watch this. Hey, Bill Gates openly says he wants eugenics and to have death panels kill grandma, but he's a superhero and paid for product placement, propaganda placement. They call it behavior placement. Magic wand. He's a nice guy. Oh, hey, Warren Buffett's the biggest recipient of your tax money and banker bailout. And you know, supports paying with tax money to ship your jobs overseas. That's okay, because he has an ice cream cone. See, that's his magic wand. I'm a non-threatening old man. Oh! Black uniforms, face scanning cameras, cashless society, dollar devaluation. Hey, there's a depression so bad the illegals are leaving? Hey, don't worry. Watch this.
Sick of the globalist eugenicist control freaks adding poison to your water and laughing as you get sick and die? Start purifying your water with ProPure. My friends, I've done a lot of research, and the best gravity filter out there, bar none, is ProPure. And it's available discounted at InfoWars.com. Its filters are silver impregnated to prevent bacterial growth. There's no priming required. It's NSF 42 certified. Optional fluoride filters can reduce fluoride up to 95%. Easy to set up and use. Doesn't require electricity. Purify water from lakes, streams, ponds, and wells. This filter system leaves in beneficial minerals, which is key. Save money by not buying bottled water and avoid BPA that leaches from the plastic. ProPure is the best gravity-fed filter out there. It's what my family uses. InfoWars.com already has the lowest price on ProPure. But if you add the promo code WATER at checkout, you get an additional 10% off at InfoWars.com. You can also call to order 888-253-3139.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali-C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. And the answer is, Ali-C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali-C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boost resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali-C.
Love gardening but don't love seeing your hard work destroyed by wildlife? Then use the number one most effective deer and rabbit repellent you can buy, PlantSkid. PlantSkid repellent protects gardens, trees, and landscaping by emitting an odor that browsing animals associate with predators. So animals avoid plants before they nibble, not after. PlantSkid is made in the U.S. from non-toxic, 100% organic, environment, and pet-friendly ingredients. Other repellents wash off in the rain, not PlantSkid. It's guaranteed to outlast all other repellents. PlantSkid was the first animal repellent to be OMRI listed organic and now comes in liquid spray, powder concentrate, or easy-to-use granular. Just sprinkle around your garden. For proven protection from deer, rabbits, squirrels, and other small rodents, use PlantSkid. Member tested and recommended by the National Home Gardening Club. Find a dealer near you at PlantSkid.com. That's PlantSkydd.com. Ask about our new vole repellent when you call 800-252-6051. That's 800-252-6051. PlantSkid. Proven plant protection. Guaranteed. Or your money back.
One of my friends, someone who's listening right now, just IM'd me or texted me a photo he just took on Guadalupe Street in downtown Austin of a fellow with a tune into 90.1, tune into Alex Jones radio sign. That's the type of action people are taking against this. And it's a domino effect. As more people do it, there's going to be a cascading effect against tyranny. Speaking of cascading, I'm going to cover this later after we take calls for the entire next hour. Five Bill Gates top growth picks: McDonald's, Walmart, Comcast. Now, McDonald's has board members on it from Monsanto and buys GMO. And Bill Gates is also on the board of Monsanto and heavily invested. Same thing with Walmart, all these guys. And he calls his holding group Cascade. They know what they're doing. And this guy is a flaming eugenicist. So Aaron Dykes has got a blurb out on that. He's also got a big report out about AIDS virus, or the shell of the AIDS virus in biological, pharmacological crop corn. Because Aaron heard me talk about that from 8-9 years ago yesterday. He went and dug it up and has an article out at Infowars.com on that right now. It's in my stack. I'll be covering that later. There is so much I haven't even gotten to yet. But just getting back to this announcement, it's at Infowars.com. The war on terror is over. But the TSA, because, you know, Al-Qaeda is now good, we're told. You know, they've been given Libya. They're going to be given Syria. Well, they've been given pretty much control over other areas like Egypt. And it's like, oh, no, they're good. The new terrorist, as they told us last year, is white Al-Qaeda, is domestic, conservative, libertarian, returning veterans. Now, I told you 4 years ago that would be the new enemy, and they would segue to that. And now they put out all these Homeland Security videos. Some of them are 30 minutes long. They're little mini documentaries, and every terrorist is a white person, and every person reporting them is a, quote, minority. And again, they've already taught you that all the brown people are terrorists. Now we're going to learn the white people are the terrorists. So we can all report each other, and they can edit tapes of people and try to get race wars going. While we're all attacked, all being fed GMO, all being chemtrailed, all having our future destroyed, all having our jobs shipped overseas, close to 49 million people now on food stamps, depression by every indicator, and we're going to have the media go, we're so upset about Trayvon Martin. If Zimmerman was a racist and shot him or whatever, and the police didn't have the right evidence, they couldn't do anything. Why have a race war? When there's blacks killing blacks every day, but oh, people don't care about that. By the way, there are these witnesses. He comes over to his car, starts beating him up, bloody head. Everything Zimmerman said has been true. I'm not saying Zimmerman wasn't a little... He wanted to be a cop. He couldn't become a cop, so he just became kind of a security guard, overzealous, calling 911 40-something times. And I've read the 911 transcripts. There's a white guy. He looks suspicious. He looks like he has a Slim Jim. There's a Hispanic guy. There's a white guy. There's a black guy. But again, they want us at each other's throats. I'm going to go out to break here with a new ad you're going to hear running on the network, and I hope you go to Infowars.com and take advantage. We have the lowest prices there with the coupon code WATER. You get an additional 10% off on the best gravity-fed filter system out there. We have a lot of other great filtration systems as well, but check out the ProPure at Infowars.com. And I'm going to take you out to the second hour with this new ad I just got yesterday that we're now premiering here for ProPure. Here it is.
Sick of the globalist eugenicist control freaks adding poison to your water and laughing as you get sick and die? Start purifying your water with ProPure. My friends, I've done a lot of research, and the best gravity filter out there, bar none, is ProPure. And it's available discounted at Infowars.com. Its filters are silver impregnated to prevent bacterial growth. There's no priming required. It's NSF 42 certified. Optional fluoride filters can reduce fluoride up to 95%. Easy to set up and use. Doesn't require electricity. Purify water from lakes, streams, ponds, and wells. This filter system leaves in beneficial minerals, which is key. Save money by not buying bottled water and avoid BPA that leaches from the plastic. ProPure is the best gravity-fed filter.
All right, folks.
It's what my family uses.
You'll hear the rest.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.